Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. This is Graham Thompson sitting in for Jason Dees, and I'm here with Jeremy Brooks.
Hey.
We're going through Acts right now, but I think this comes out on Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Each Sunday, we're pausing to look at some verses that are especially helpful for evangelism, and we just want to commend to you for memorization. Mm-hmm. So, thinking about evangelism, Jeremy, you like to evangelize.
Yeah.
Do you like people coming to Jesus?
I love that.
Well, give us a tip on how you have... just give us a tip for evangelism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is a good verse to even think about that. Because One, you know, we have to ask, what is evangelism? You know, what is the gospel, the evangel that is in evangelism? What is this good news we're proclaiming and explaining? And oftentimes people have different understandings of different parts of the good news. And One of the key parts of the good news is the bad news that we're sinners. Mm-hmm. And so some people, though, don't understand what's so bad about sin or what is sin. And so that's a good tip for evangelism, is just define sin, talk about sin, think about sin together, and try to make sure there's the same understanding on what that is. But that does tie into our verse here, which...
Yeah, let's look at the verse.
We can look at that.
Help me memorize this verse.
I'll try my best. I think that maybe one easy way, and we can talk about each section to memorize it, would be to separate it into three sections. So the first one would be... for the wages of sin is death.
There is a comma right after that.
There is a comma, so that helps.
There's a grammatical break in it. For the wages of sin is death.
So wages, you know, it's kind of like earnings. Mm-hmm. What does sin earn you? I think the passage is clear that what sin earns us is death. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's the first part.
What's the second part?
The second part, though, you know, right after the comma, but the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life. So there's some contrast there. Mm-hmm. What you earn because of your sin is death. But instead of earnings, there's a gift.
Yeah.
God is giving a gift. It's a free gift. It's not something that you have earned. Mm-hmm. You've earned death, but God is giving a free gift of eternal life instead, the opposite of death.
This is great.
And then the third part, though. The question is, how? How do we get this life?
Right.
How do we get this gift that is from God? And that is in the answer of the third part. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so there's no way of receiving this gift without being in Christ Jesus, who is the Lord of the universe, who is the one that God sent to die for our sins, to take on the wages of our sin and to die in our place. But then we get the gift. We get his righteousness. We get his reward, which is eternal life.
That's so good. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. For Jeremy Brooks, this is Graham Thompson. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.